Hi everybody, and welcome to the ASP.NET Monsters. This is episode number 21,
This is
and today
episode
we're
tw this is episode 22.
Is it? I
It's episode
it is.
22.
Okay, this is episode number 22 then. And today we're going to be talking about GenFu. So take it away, James.
Yeah, absolutely. So GenFu is a library that it's an open source library that is basically used to generate realistic test data. So the idea is that when you're working on a project and you've got something that you would like to kind of fill in the blanks on, and you don't want to do the mundane approach of just copying and pasting everything, and we'll have a look at that in a second, then you would use GenFu to kind of jump in and make things happen. So this is a project that I was working on with Dave, and then Simon came along and added his name to the project as well. Quite
Oh,
literally.
nice. You
Quite
found the
literally.
one helpful commit that I did.
This was
Excellent.
Simon's first commit, so there we go. Actually, but it's been a great project and experience. We've been moving along and adding things as we've needed them, and we've got something that we think is meaningful to share. And there's been over 5,000 installs of the NuGet package, so we know that people are using it as well. So the context that we're looking at, something that we're trying to do here, is we've got this example where my manager has asked me to start this new feature with a contact list, and I said, "Here we go. I've added the contact list. This is what it might look like." And she says, "Well, that's wonderful, but I need another 24 rows of data in there, so I'm expected to go and craft up some more data." So something that we might have done in the past might have been something like this, where we start dropping in a whole bunch of people, and we just keep moving forward here and saying we'll say different John, and we'll say Jane, and we'll say Susan, and we try and add some more data in here as we go. And as we update this and I flip back, my manager is still not impressed. She is looking for more variety of the data, and we all know that we're going to get to some point that this is going to become trying to maintain, even especially because we know we're going to purge this right away. But this data still looks too much the same, and she wants more in there. And then we go ahead and we make some more data, and I mean, we've been through these kind of steps before, where you get a whole whack load of data in here, and then our manager comes back and she says, "Oh, by the way, I need you to add a birth date to this person class as well." So now we go in and we add birth date, and of course we'd have to go back to our controller at this point, and now we have to update each and every single one of these rows in order to include the birth date. We go to our index, we add it here, and we just do add person dot birth date. And of course, when we run everything back in here, we'll just update this really quickly. We're going to see that the birth date's added, but it's all nulled out, and we're going to now need to go in and come up with 100 unique birth dates or something like that. And so this starts to become quite tedious quite quickly, and there's got to be a better way, and there is. That's why we record these videos, I think, I hope, anyways. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to go to our project.json, and we're going to pull in a dependency on GenFu. So I'm just going to go into project.json, and you can see right here I've added my dependency, GenFu. The package restores really quickly, just pulls down off a NuGet like any other package. And then on my controller, what I'm going to do instead of all of this malarkey.
This is the best part. We get to delete some code.
Deleting code. I'm going to do, oops, a dot list of person. And there we go. Now it's just complaining about a namespace here using GenFu. So that's it. And when I save that and we pop back in here, we will get our contact list. And instead of having all of those same contacts over and over again, or having a list that we're going to need to maintain that we know we're going to throw out, we actually get some meaningful data here. A couple of things I want to point out right away. First of all, the dates. The field name is birth date. What GenFu does is it actually inspects the property names, and it does its best to figure out what kind of data you're actually talking about. So there's a couple of contexts that it uses. One of them might be the type name. One of them might be the property name itself, or what kind of type the property lives on. The other one, the other context, is the actual type of the property itself. So if it's an integer, it's going to try and give you an integer. If it's a date, it's going to give you a date. That said, it will also try and figure things out, like a birth date is something that we know that happens in the past. We don't know somebody's birth date guaranteed until they've actually done the whole been born thing. So this is smart enough to actually say that that is probably a date in the past. So we there's ways that it is internally configured in order to optimize these things. The other thing is those that our phone numbers just went away, and this fell apart. And do you guys have any ideas why that might be?
Yeah, I have a pretty good guess why that is. If we drop a code over to your person object, we can see that you've used the kind of non-standard term teledigits.
Teledigits, right. I don't know that anyone would actually ever use that, but what we're looking for is a telephone number there. It's legacy code. I inherited this code. It's not my fault. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to just actually configure, and you can use the full genfoo.configure if you want to, or you can use a.configure, and we're going to configure a particular type. And so this is a static configuration that we apply, and what we're going to do is say that we want to fill, when we're filling a particular property, so in this case on person, we're going to take p.teledigits, we're going to say as phone number. And now when I save this, flip back over here, rather than just being random strings that get dumped into this teledigits number, we've told GenFoo that when this field on this type appears, we want it to fill in with a realistic piece of data. So there's that for you. Now you'll notice as well that there's just a whole host of different things that you can do. So we've got as, all kinds of different things. So there's Canadian and U.S. territories at this point in time. We've got first names, last names. These are actually all the fillers that are just particular to strings. So we can use Twitter handle, for example. But if I were to say use the date field instead, so we can go to birth date and we can say as, we get options for past and future dates. So there's some, if you wanted to, you know, do a schedule of dates out in the future, then you could actually configure the future date piece here as well. A couple of other interesting things. We have other ways to fill this information. So I'll just go back to maybe last name. And if we wanted to fill it with random data from some kind of list, then let me just see here. It will accept a list of values. So I can just do new list of string. And then just punch in some strings here. And so if I just do John, and Johnny, save that out. What we'll see here is a pretty equal distribution of those. It's just selected randomly. We can use that to our advantage in a couple of interesting ways too. So we'll have a look at how we might use that. For example, so there's the different names filled in, all the different John, Johnny's, whatever that we had for last names. Now, you can use this to kind of sway the vote a little bit. So if we wanted to have, maybe we're trying to fill in some data and we want to favor something fairly heavily, this would give us 80% of the time we're likely to get 80% of the time a false here instead of a true. So we can do things like that as well. And this is true for any type. You can have a list of Booleans and fill in a true false field and use it that way as well. Some other cool things, guys, or anything I'm neglecting to mention that we should
probably point out? What if I wanted more persons?
Oh, more persons. I'm glad you asked. Let's have a look here. Right now I've got just my 25 people that come by default. That's just an arbitrary number that we picked. There's no good reason for it. However, why not? Where's my tele digits? I'm just going to set this back up, and I'm going to say
dot S. Chose 25 because it's our age.
That's right. I think that's our average age. But I won't tell you who else we're including in the group. So our manager comes back and she's like, you know, this list of 25 people's looking great, but I need 100 of them instead. So here we can just throw in 100 instead. And when I fly back over to the page, you can see that we get 100 really quickly. Really quickly, but I'm talking post-compilation and all of those things that have to happen. So if I hit refresh here again, it does come back really quickly. You can see the change happens on the fly. So
while you're on this screen, James, just wanted to point out, like, one of the things I like about using GenFoo for this type of thing to, like, show a prototype of a screen is before, when you had all the data that you had just copied in, everything kind of aligned, right? Because all the names were this about the same length and the email addresses are all the same length. So it looked really different than it does now, now that it has more realistic data where, you know, some names are short, some are long, and the email addresses are all a different length. It just, you get a better sense of what that screen looks like with the more realistic data in it.
Exactly. And in this particular case, I'm using a table, which is going to always look okay, but not necessarily perfect. However, if we had accidentally stubbed in data that looked good, then unfortunately we would end up thinking that our page looked good without actually knowing it for sure, just because by chance the fake data did. Another interesting thing here that we could probably point out is that these fillers, so again, I'll do an a configure person. Oops. Now, if I do dot fill and I do a different, let me just take the last name, for example. Remember how we did this with random, and we can put in a collection here, a new list of string. You can actually use this approach with different object types, because again, it can be any object type that you want to put in there. So if you've got a complex object graph, you can actually build that object graph using this kind of approach. So Dave, you took this approach on the Canonical MVC Music Store app last year at the MVP Summit. How did that work out?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was able to delete, I can't remember what it was, like, I think it was in the thousands of lines of code for generating for initializing the database there. We should maybe do that as another session here. We'll do like a advanced GenFoo wiring up more complex mm-hmm. object models.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
And sorts of things like generating reasonable email addresses using first and last names.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay, wonderful. So this is the basics of GenFoo. There's a lot of other great stuff in here, and as you guys said, we'll talk about it at another session.
Great. So, Dave, has anybody won our contest yet, if there even is a contest?
Contest? What contest?
Look, guys, where it's at right now, I think we're going to have to be pretty explicit in saying there's a contest.
So there is a contest. I think we there have to is. Throw people the bone on that one. Yeah. Because nobody's won it yet, and we're a couple of episodes into it. So, go forth and explore and look around and see if you can figure out what the contest is and how to enter it, and even better, how to win it.
Mwahaha. Excellent. Thanks a lot, guys.
Great. We'll see everybody on the next episode.
Cheers.
Bye.